Here's once again. Damian has opened up the chat for questions for our panel speakers. So I will just start going through those questions as they pop up. We have, I believe, about 15 minutes before this meeting is over. So the first question is for Charlie from Chelsea, and then Gary B and Linda R. They all kind of had a similar question. What are the three things that you write down on the cards?
Okay, the three questions, and they're all followed by shut up and listen. I usually just put S-U-A-L for shut up and listen. First question is, have I harmed you in any other way? And the second question is there anything I could do to help make this right? And the third question is, do you want to tell me how this made you feel? And the one I didn't really get to talk about more with the one about how I can make it, giving Katie the opportunity to come back and make a list and revisit that conversation was one of the most powerful things that's happened in our marriage. For her to get to come back later and have time to, rather than me just coming at her with that list, she was able to think about it, write down the things that rolled around in her head. It's one of the best things that's ever happened in our marriage. Mm.
Thanks, Charlie. Okay, the next question is from Tammy C. from Cincinnati. She's asking, are these talks available online if we miss some? Damian, are you guys recording this conference?
They're available at www.recoverytapers.com. I'll put it down in the chat.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad. Summer B. is asking, what do you say in a prayer or just before you make the amends? Any of the speakers who'd like to answer that?
Mary Thayer, alcoholic. Mainly, I always ask for guidance from, my best friend to say, please guide my thoughts and my words. And I also agree with Charlie. I try to shut up and listen to what they're saying and not be defensive. I pray not to be defensive, but open-minded. Thanks.
Thanks, Mary.
Our next question
is from Chip. Let's see. Is it necessary to include everyone on your resentment list in your amends list?
It's Gary. I'm an alcoholic. Yes, I did. And yes, it was necessary. Why wouldn't it be necessary?
Mary or Charlie,
did you guys want to add anything to that question before I move on?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Well, I feel for myself in regard to the amends, it would be the type of amends. Is it going to be direct or is it going to be one of demonstrations? Sometimes some of my amends, the people have died or something, I don't know how to make an amends to them. And then I heard, I think it was Clint Hodges that said how he wrote letters and went to the grave. And I did things like that. I usually plant a perennial plant and so that every once in a while I'm reminded of a certain person or whatever. And then I also believe in prayer. I believe everybody can hear us. God can, maybe they can. So I actually take action that way. I think there are times that I don't. I know that I went through a phase of being, the married men thing. I didn't really think it would be appropriate to be going and doing that. But by God, the demonstration is if I see a married man now, I recoil from him like a hot flame. So sometimes the demonstration is that way. Anyway, that's where I am.
Thanks, Mary. Charlie, you had started to talk as well. Did you want to say something?
No. Next, I'd like to go to the next question.
Okay. The next question is from Eduardo, and it's actually from Mary. The question is, please mention your definition for harms again. Thank you.
It's when I deliberately mislead, misguide, harm another person for my own gain or my own benefit.
Thanks, Mary. One more question for you, Mary. You briefly mentioned making amends to God. Could you expand?
Yes. As time went on, I realized after doing the inventories that I never really asked God for anything. And yet, last week I did one on the 11th step, and the 11th step, there's 8 asks in that. And that's how God disciplines us, is to ask, you know, for his forgiveness and what corrective measures to take, to ask him to direct my thinking, if I don't know where I'm going, what I need to do, all those things. So there's 8 asks on page 86, 87, and 88. And then on page 88, it says, God disciplines us in this simple way. And I thought, God disciplines us, because I wasn't raised in any religious thing. And then I realized that it was just outlined, and I realized I went back and I said, oh, that's right. I never ask God first. I go out, make a mess of it, and then I ask God. So I did everything backwards. And when I really realized that that my troubles basically are that I was doing everything alone. I wasn't in a relationship with God. I didn't ask him for help. Only when I got in trouble, then I asked him. Mm-hmm. So if this is to be of maximum service to God and then my fellows, you know, that's where I have to be, is with God first, then me, and then the people around me. And I always mix that up. So I usually ask God for direction. Thanks. Thanks. That helped.
Thank you. The next question is from Taylor. What do you do if someone doesn't want to hear your amends? Anybody can answer.
And Gary and I'm not calling. I don't go make amends to them. If they change their mind, they'll do it. And I keep the amend on my list with that, in case it turns around. But I'm not there to irritate them.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Gary. Brad or Damien, somebody is asking how they can get a copy of the opening prayer. I don't know if you guys have mentioned that yet. Or
we can post that later. If we can just stick with questions for the speakers and not worry about the other questions from that now. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, the next fresh question is from Tara. How do you find a harm in something that the person didn't know you did?
Charlie has his...
I'm muted.
Sorry, Charlie.
There's a lot of harms where people don't know that I did it. And I've heard some really powerful stories of that. Well, you know, it's make direct amends to people I've harmed, you know, and I go make amends to them, but I've even had some situations where they thought another person stole it. And when you come, you know, there's no way to impact the ripple effect of some of these amends. You know, people get set free. People have experiences. Sometimes they tell you did a much greater harm than you think you did. I've had that experience. But I've also seen it where people said, wow, we thought our son stole that, you know, and you know, so if look at the freedom that could come out of that. I mean, there's no way for me, the way God moves in the amends process is much deeper than my little pea brain can comprehend. But I don't think I think it would say make direct amends to the people that know we harmed them. You know, if we weren't going to address those amends, it's not predicated on whether they know about it or anything like that. I mean, I love that line that says a sincere desire to set right the wrong, you know, and that's got to be present in every amend that I make. And, you know, so.
Thanks, Charlie. Next question is from Melanie. Do any of you feel you harmed yourselves, or is that too selfish?
Well, I think she answered her question.
I'd like to find out where people get that idea that we harmed ourselves. I harmed a lot of other people and created a lot more pain and things than I ever did to myself. I really don't understand where that comes from. There's a time in my life where I'm sure I would like to have had that bank on, but tell me where you got that.
I'm another.
Yeah, well, I'm another.
And I think, you know, for a group of people that are selfish and self-centered to the core, it's not a shock that the first person I'd want to put on my inventory is me. And the first person I'd want to make, let's see, who can I make amends to first? How about me? You know, I mean, it's like one of my sponsees was doing inventory with a guy, and the guy said, can I put myself down as a person I resent? And Phil said, you know, we're going to leave you off of the first column, but you get the whole fourth column, you know.
The next question is from Colleen. For all the speakers, sponsees who do a few amends then stop. They keep saying, yes, I'm going to do it, but don't do it. can you comment on this? Maybe some guidance for how to handle that or your experience on that. I got Mary.
I realized that the promise at the ninth step, it says we realize that God is doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. And I don't know about you guys, but when I first started doing these things and I had a list and I had my thing, all of a sudden I'd run into whoever it was that I was supposed to make an amends to. You know, and it would be, oh, and I would be able to get it done. And I realized that that was divinely orchestrated. But when I really got into what that promise was, God does for me what I can't do for myself. And in the beginning, I just couldn't do those things for myself. The longer I'm sober, God will not do for me what I can do for myself. And sometimes the procrastination, and I think I don't know if it was Katie or Charlie talked about long-term recovery, and we think somehow we've arrived someplace. I haven't arrived anywhere. You know, in fact, if anything, I have to be more awake about what I'm doing. And one of the things I understood more than anything else, and it comes pretty much with the 10th step promise, is that I have experienced a place of neutrality, where I feel as though I'm safe and protected. And when I'm not in that, usually I'm coming from fear. And if I'm coming from fear, more than likely, my defects of character are triggering something, a reaction versus a response. I'm able now to be able to make an amends. But I think that can be like half measures avail you nothing. I think that's why the intellectual is fine, but you know, half measures avail me nothing unless I do all 12 steps. It's not a 6-step program. When you get 6 steps done, you're halfway through. The rest of them are needed in order to get the spiritual awakening. And I think that's where the jam is. I used to think that intellectually when I'd done the 6th step, 5th step and the 6th step, oh, okay, now I know what I'm supposed to do and I thought I could do, but lack of power was my dilemma, still is. And so this is the reason that I understood it's more internal with a presence. Left to my device, I'm done, I'm fine, I can handle it. But it depends on how well does the person want to be. You know, how much truth do you really want? Do you want, see, there's that line on page 129. This is a limitless load. And it'll pay me dividends as long as I mine it for the rest of my life and insist on giving the whole thing away. But if I'm happy with where I'm at, and I see a lot of people, I did that years ago. God, I'm glad you could. I can't do that. I'm just not that type of alcoholic. Thanks.
Thanks, Mary. For Gary, how far back do you take your financial amends? For example, I had a boyfriend loan me a car when I was 17 and I had an accident. I didn't pay for insurance. So do I owe that person money?
I would have paid that person the money if it were me. Yeah. Those are the easiest ones to make excuses not to, but I certainly owe them. Mm-hmm.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. Thanks,
Gary. One of the most powerful experiences I've had, you know how I talked about how you can go to the AA group and somebody will tell you you don't have to make the amends? One time I went to this group that Katie and I used to go to, and I said, you know, I did this, and I said, and my sponsor said this, and then my friend in recovery said that about making the amends. And this old cowboy that was chairing the meeting drilled me right in the center of my chest. But he said, you know, your sponsor may or may not know whether you need to make that amends or not. He said, but I think you do. And I was like, oh, damn. You know, I mean, because of course I knew, but I wanted to dance around the question. I wanted somebody to give me an easy answer. I mean, you know, I knew damn well whether I needed to make that amends or not.
Thanks, Charlie. Thank you to everybody for posing your questions. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to all of them. It is now 3:16, 3:17.